This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Colorado-based foreign policy expert says the U.S. arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro could have consequences far beyond Latin America. Francisco Rodriguez is a Venezuelan-born economist and a faculty affiliate at the University of Denver. He says the operation broke a core rule of international relations. He warns that move could make it harder for the U.S. to stop other countries from doing the same, including China.
A lot of the world is going to react by saying, what do you mean you can't do that? You just did that yourself.
Rodriguez says the result could be a more unstable global order with real consequences for countries like Venezuela and communities here in Colorado. Meanwhile, the federal government is threatening to take over wolf management in Colorado, as CPR Sam Brash reports that could put an end to the state efforts to restore the species.
The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent a letter to state wildlife managers on December 18th. It claims Colorado hasn't fully complied with its own wolf management plan, mostly because it reintroduced wolves captured in Canada. It demands the state fully detail its wolf work by mid-January, and if it doesn't, the Trump administration will begin a process to cancel the agreement giving Colorado authority over the species. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A federal judge has thrown out a U.S. Department of Justice subpoena demanding the medical records of minors who receive gender-affirming care at Colorado Children's Hospital. In an order filed Monday, the judge said the Justice Department can only issue subpoenas to investigate possible violations of the law. And in this case, the order says there is no federal law banning gender-affirming care for minors. The DOJ has 2 weeks to file any objections. Colorado Children's Hospital and Denver Health paused gender-affirming care for minors last month after the Trump administration threatened to withhold federal funding from hospitals that provide the treatment. This is CPR News and KRCC.